This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the high-tech radio broadcast facilities of the What's On Your Mind radio network, this is Kevin Flynn and Todd Bailey for Scott Hennon. He's working on speaking all that Norwegian he learned on the show yesterday over in Norway. Actually, there. And we did, I wasn't sure where they were landing when they, because they went from Amsterdam to, I believe, Stavanger. Stavanger, Todd, is the name.
We'll go with that.
Town, yeah, where they landed. So they're there. We are going to be checking in with Todd, with Scotty, as not today, but we're going to let him get a little settled. We'll be checking in with him probably later in the week. We're going to have Jason Boren tomorrow as our guest host, and then Jason Lewis is going to be in Thursday and Friday for a guest host on What's On Your Mind. Full lineup of great guest hosts next week as well. Open phones today for Todd and I, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Text us, 701-237-1590, or leave a message, 855-200-1776. Number of things to talk about. Today is primary day in South Dakota and in Iowa. A little later on, we're going to be chatting with the rep from the RNC, who's Preya Samsundar. Preya is the communications director for the Midwest region. I'm going to just weigh in on not only South Dakota and Iowa today, but we'll touch on the other states, trends, what we're going to see nationwide with the primaries that are going on. We'll chat with Preya here in just a moment. I do want to tell you we're brought to you by our friends at the University of Mary, umary.edu/CSA. And when I say CSA, Cybersecurity Administration. That's the degree program that they're on. Cybersecurity pros are in, I think, like the top three or top five of demanded, you know, careers right now. Small business, large business, the Bitcoin thing, the mining of all the cyber, you know, all that stuff is going to be crazy in the next couple of decades. And UMary's in front of it. Okay. The Cybersecurity Administration degree program can be completed on campus or online. So if you're someone you know looking for a career, maybe looking for a pivot, much-needed field again, UMary offers personalized degree programs, support career successes and fulfillment for personal goals. A number of different courses, talk nursing, a number of them, but the cybersecurity deal is a great program. If you want to learn more, umary.edu/CSA. Let's welcome Preya to the program, we've got a lot going on. We've got Preya. I'm sorry, Preya. Is it Preya? Preya, is that how you pronounce your name, Preya?
Yes.
There we go. And it's
Kevin's
Sam
probably
Sundar.
Not the first person to have that goofed up a little bit.
Sam right? Sundar. Preya, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Exactly how it's spelled. I'm good. How are you both?
We're good. Preya is the Midwest Regional Communications Director for the RNC. We've got primaries in South Dakota and Iowa today. Trends across the country, you can look and we can talk about California and what a joke that'll be. Let's talk a little closer to home. What are the early indicators? And close to us is more in South Dakota, Preya. What are the early indicators in South Dakota?
You know, I think what we're going to see is what we've seen in other states across the country that have had primaries already. So down in Texas, Ohio, Nebraska, you know, when we look at these states, what we've seen is a very large enthusiasm gap between the parties. Republicans very excited to get out to the polls. They're coming out in record numbers. They're surpassing 2018 numbers. They're on par with presidential type turnout for 2020, and in some cases have even overperformed that. And on the Democrat side, what we see is a lot of, quite frankly, it's lackluster. I mean, they're not even reaching 2018 numbers. Or if they are, you know, they're just right there at that level. They're not reaching presidential level numbers. What we're really just seeing is, you know, who's excited about getting out to the polls and who isn't? You know, Democrats, they don't have a lot going for them right now. Obviously, we have record high gas prices. I know in South Dakota and North Dakota, gas prices are similar to my home state of Minnesota, hovering around $4.61-$4.62 on average. You know, other states, you know, Illinois, Indiana, well past $5 at this point. We're seeing some stations in southern Wisconsin are already hitting $5 and over. You know, their experts are predicting that's going to be headed our way as well. You know, we have families, thanks to Biden inflation, average families spending an additional $569 per month. And, like, when they're projecting the average household spending over the next year, it's almost $7,000. So what you're seeing is a lot of Republicans very excited to support Republican candidates who are going to be holding the Biden administration and Democrats accountable for all of this spending that is, you know, frankly hurting their bottom line. And what you see from Democrats is, you know, again, not a lot really to tout. Nobody wants to vote for an extra $600 out of their pocket or an extra $7,000 a year out of their pocket. No one's wanting to pay $6 a gallon for gas. No one's wanting to go to the grocery store and you know, see their grocery bill double and triple. No one wants to, you know, as a new parent, go to the Target or Walmart and, you know, see empty shelves where their baby formula should be.
But Priya, they use terms like the vast majority of Americans want this or need this, or, you know, a vast majority of Americans, Priya. I mean, you know, I'd like to know where that vast majority is. I'd like to find the 20-some dismal approval numbers. That I'd like to find those people and say, well, what is built? What's back? What's better? You know, and one thing I've got to ask you as a member, as a, you know, part of the RNC, and I'm not Republican, I'm not Dem, I'm a conservative, which I land on the right side, you know, but, you know, but how concerned are you? Because it's got to be brought up with this election integrity issue and the fraud that we're seeing everywhere. I said, you know, you'll watch California today, and the same loser philosophies and loser policies that have broken that state, those people will walk right back into office. And it's hard for me to believe that the good people of California that are suffering under these idiots, for lack of a better term, are voting for that in any, you know, vast majority. You know what I'm saying? So how important is the election, you know, process, and how much are you watching this right now?
Absolutely. I mean, election integrity has always been an important component to the Republican National Committee. It's why we have our election integrity program, something that we rolled out in 2018 and have continued to perfect. And essentially what we're doing is we're going out and we're recruiting poll workers. You know, what we've seen, in, especially in the 2020 election, is what we saw was a significant deficit of party-aligned poll workers. You know, we know that cities, we know that municipalities and towns and counties are having a hard time finding Republicans who are willing to be a part of the poll worker process, be poll watchers. And so we're recruiting Republicans. We're telling them, you know, this is what you're expected to do. This is what the job entails. Would you like to be involved in the election process? And so we actually are going out and we're recruiting folks, and then we're handing them over to the local election municipalities, the ones running the elections on a local level at the precinct level, and getting those folks involved. So that way we're making up this deficit, right, to ensure that, you know, in states like Michigan, where Detroit, out of 5,000 poll workers, had only, I think it was 174 Republicans participating in the process. We're making sure that we're working to ensure that we have Republicans who are part of the process, understand exactly what the process is about, and are allowing local Republicans to take ownership of what's going on in their community when it comes to election integrity. So that's something that we've been focused on. It's something that we continue to work on and work ahead for as we approach Election Day.
That's, I'll tell you, that's what I hear from Dr. Scott Jensen and a lot of the people in our home state of Minnesota. You know, he's got teams of people that are going to be watching these you know, these areas that may or may not be compromised. And it just, every time I hear that, I get a little more confident that maybe we'll get a little, get some resolution on some of this. But, you know, you look at states like Illinois or California or New York, you can forget about it. I think it's entrenched and it's part of their DNA. But I'm just praying that the bulk of the country that where this is an issue can come about. What about the term, when I say the term rhino to you, Priya, do you, it seems to be an issue with a lot of true conservative voters that these rhinos, talking about South Dakota, Thune and, you know, and Johnson got to go. You know, they're rhinos. You know, where do you guys land on that as an official statement, about 30 seconds?
You know, Republicans, we're dedicated to electing Republicans up and down the ballot. So at the end of the day, when it comes to primaries, we're allowing folks, in this case, South Dakota, to make their voices heard. And so whoever they choose tonight, we'll be supporting those candidates 100%, and we're going to be getting them across the finish line because we understand how important it is to make sure that we have someone in office who's going to be a
effective
Biden administration.
Leave it to the voters.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
The team at North Star Ag knows that no two farm operations are the same. They take pride in learning what makes yours unique and through years of experience bring the know-how and understanding that your farm deserves. North Star Ag is North Dakota's largest and most trusted full-service short-line machinery dealer with parts, service, and a huge inventory. From planting to growing to harvest, they help farmers and growers all over North Dakota, and they want to do the same for you. Learn more online at NorthStarAg.com. North Star Ag, committed to quality, committed to you.
It's the annual Royalty Owners Convention at the Remcota Hotel and Conference Center in Bismarck, Wednesday, June 15th and Thursday, June 16th, with a social to follow on Wednesday. Hear what's new with the Bakken. Speakers include Lynn Helms, Director of North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, and Ron Ness, President of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. For registration and early bird registration for members and non-members, go to naro-us.org. It's the annual Royalty Owners Convention, June 15th and 16th, in Bismarck.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
There's a lot going on right now, but the idea we're going to be able to, you know, click switch, bring down the cost of gasoline is not likely in the near term, nor is it with regard to food.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Good. What about?
We also know that the price of gasoline is not set by a dial in the Oval Office. And
click a switch, turn a dial. We don't have anything to do with it. There was no switch, no dial to be seen here. It's all the evil. If you listen to Buttigieg, it's all the evil oil companies and their hunger for massive profit
is deciding hour by hour how much to charge you for a gallon of gas.
Uh-huh.
Now, they're not calling the administration to ask what they should do. They're doing it based on their goal of maximizing their profits.
Yeah.
It's been very striking right now.
Yeah, very striking right now. It's very striking indeed. Nothing to see here. Don't look at us. No problem there. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell, what's on your mind? Welcome back. We're glad you are here. Hour number two. Interesting, talking to the Preya was with the guest that we wrapped up with last hour. Preya is with the RNC, the Midwest Regional Communications Director. And, interesting, you know, I love that she talked about we leave it in the hands of the voters, we leave it in the hands of the people in the state of South Dakota, et cetera. And South Dakota, I'm not worried about as much as, say, Illinois or California or New York. But I'd like to talk to some communication directors in those parts of the world and see how they spin that, how they spin election integrity and how they, you know, Preya really didn't have to. I mean, she, you know, talking about South Dakota or Iowa, you know, pretty secure in those markets. But I would just love to hear what someone in the Illinois or California communications office of the RNC would have to spin that. I'm sure it's much worse and they're much more critical of it. But I don't know that they can do anything about it. Interesting. Brought to you by our friends at Action Movers. Boy, I tell you, looking for a new gig. They are hiring. You have a Class A CDL. Tremendous opportunity for you. Never been a better time to join a great team, great moving company. And they are all over the place. By the way, they offer the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. Lowest, and they're keeping it down. Right now, still, $29 per hour, two men in a truck. Got to mention Scott, though. You know who we're talking about with Scott? Scott's the key word there. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state, too. They're professionally trained, background checked, et cetera. North Dakota's best moving company since 1932 is Action Movers. Family-owned, veteran-owned. Call them at 701-566-5532. 701-566-5532. Mention Scott. Take advantage of the offer. And remember, they're hiring. Find out more at aactionmovers.com. Two A's in action. aactionmovers.com. Lots on the phones. We wanted to get Prey on, but let's get back to our phones. 800-228-0550. Who's been on the longest? Looks like Dan out in Rapid. Dan, what's on your mind, buddy? Thanks for holding.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you. Today, of course, is primary day in South Dakota. And in my opinion, the trend of the Republican Party down here is going to be determined today. Right now, there are a lot of conservatives that are being primaried. They're being targeted by a PAC. It's called South Dakota Strong, and it's well-funded. And just to give you an example, in my district here, 35, we have two incumbents, Tony Randolph, who I actually heard on your show a few days ago, and Tina Mullally, who are very strong conservatives, and their opponents, I don't know if you can get a better definition of rhino than this. One of them changed from Democrat to Republican in December, and the other one is an ACLU donor and changed from Democrat to Republican. And they're both ironically being endorsed by the governor, so I'm thinking, and the other thing that comes into this is that the redistricting has hurt the conservatives. So I've been a lifelong Republican. I don't know if I can't imagine saying this till now, but I think South Dakota just has too many Republicans. We have the Democratic Party is virtually extinct now, and everybody's migrating to the Republican Party. So we'll see what happens today.
Yeah, you will. It's going to be interesting to see what happens today. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You bet, Dan. Thank you. Dan's in Mountain Rapid City. Chad is in Dickinson has a quick question. Chad, thanks for holding, man. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was just wondering if you guys had heard about this Flying J CEO. He's like the CEO of Flying J and Pilot. And apparently they are responsible for about 20% of the United States diesel transportation. And he went in front of a board and outed Union Pacific for sending him a letter telling them that they need to reduce their transportation of diesel fuel by 30% by this year, and that they were going to have to reduce it even further by 2024. But I had heard that it goes further into the fact of it's basically a battle between Warren Buffett and these Vanguard Blackwater people, the two separate owners of Burlington Northern and Union Pacific, and goes further into one of those people has stock in the EV, the electric vehicle stuff. So the Flying J CEO basically said, they're making us do this, and we're not sure why. I was wondering if you guys had heard about that.
Well, I hadn't, but I just did a quick search while you were updating us there, and there's a couple of links on YouTube from some shows that CEO of Pilot and Flying J expresses the truth to why diesel prices are high at the truck stops. So there's a couple of YouTube videos are out that are talking about the guy. His name is Sameek Konar. It looks like he's the Pilot Flying J CEO, Sameek Konar. And yeah, there's a couple of exposes the truth to why diesel says exposes the truth to why diesel prices are high at truck stops. So I haven't seen the video. I will watch it though. I hadn't heard anything about that, but you know, is that
guy,
nothing? Nothing surprises me.
Yeah, a guy on YouTube that goes by the name of Mother Trucker is who I had heard it from. So he does a good explanation.
All right. Yeah, we'll dig more into it. Thanks, Chad. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
You bet. Yeah, I just brought it up, and they're talking about the truth to why diesel prices are high at truck stops. Now, I don't care why, or you know, we know why, we know how we got here, and we know the motive and the green and all the electric, and that's all great, and I'm all for that. That's fine, but in what world do you just shut it off? And, you know, it's like the scene in Ghostbusters where the jerk comes in and he wants to shut off the ghost containment machine with no backup, nothing else behind it, and they're telling him, no, you're gonna shut it down. Well, you shut it down, all the ghosts got it. I mean, how many analogies do we need for these people that this is insane? You can't just do this and expect that there will be no problem, and it's not your fault. You didn't do anything to do it. It's the oil companies, it's Putin, it's this, it's that. What are you doing? Effectively, immediately, right now, to help? Answer's nothing. Let's go to John in Fargo. John, what's on your mind, my friend?
Oh. Hello.
Hey, John. Thanks for holding, bud. Pick us off the speaker. Oh, we got to get into break. All right, I'm sorry to make you hold for three more minutes, but hang on for three more minutes. He wants to talk about this July 6th primetime theater event coming up on Thursday regarding the insurrection. Also, Grant and Henninger, Mike's and Moorhead, you're on deck. Hang on. 800-228-0550. Todd and I welcome your calls for what's on your mind. We'll be right back.
Big news. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media. Now, Americans like me have found a source they do trust. It's Newsmax. I watch Newsmax TV, and I even use the free Newsmax app on my smartphone. Nielsen says that almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. Start your mornings with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty, and finish the night with Rob Schmidt. He tells you the real news with no spin. On weekends, watch Mike Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Rob Carson, Sebastian Gorka, and much more. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If your system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and demand it. Or change to a cable system that does carry Newsmax. More than 20 million Americans have made the switch to a new source they can trust. Newsmax. Make the switch today. You won't go back.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was meeting with his cabinet this morning and trying to patch up his relationship after surviving a no-confidence vote overnight. Johnson needed the backing of 180 of the 359 conservative lawmakers in a secret ballot. He got that and more, and will continue to rule. New York City oil refiner John Catsimatidis told Fox Business, President Biden should open up the oil spigots. as a fast fix on the energy woes hurting Americans every day.
He wants to fly to Saudi Arabia and beg the Saudi Arabians to give us another 500,000 barrels at $120 a barrel. Does that make any sense at all? It makes no sense.
Mr. Katsimatidis said the price per barrel would drop in half soon after the oil spigots opened. We are USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind.
There you go, yeah.
Stay a little longer. Got about a half hour left. Scotty's off. Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn. Jason Bourne going to be in tomorrow.
The Jason Bourne. I'm a fan of the movie.
No, Jason Bourne. Be in tomorrow. And then our main man, Jason Lewis, is going to be on Thursday and Friday in for Scotty. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Grab-and-go convenience and homemade scratch cooking. That's what they do. I'm helping America fuel better at PetroServe. If you're hungry today in Valley City, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. They're doing meatloaf or chip beef on West Main Avenue in Fargo. Taco Mac at Hardwood. Tacos on NP Avenue. Mac and beef on 12th Avenue. The world-famous Tater Tot hot dish in Glendon. And the famous Salisbury steak dish on 45th. So grab and go convenience, home cooking. That is PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Always home of the 4 for $4. For now, my friend, that is the Best Buy, really. Personal pan pizza, 20-ounce pop, couple of cookies, four items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Ran out of time heading into the break, and let's see, we're done. John was in Fargo. Wanted to talk about the January 6th theater production we're going to see on Thursday. John, what's on your mind, sir?
I'm not calling about the hearing on Thursday. I'm calling about the day of the, quote, insurrection.
Okay.
6th of January.
Yep.
You were in Washington. You didn't have a ticket to get into the White House.
No, I did not.
But I want to know what you were thinking, because you and the Dream Team were there. The lady that's on the radio with you in the morning. And Scott was out there.
Yep.
What did you think when you saw those people crawling all over the Capitol?
We didn't go to the Capitol after the rally.
Why?
There was just too many people there. I had to find a bathroom and something to eat because we weren't going there. But a number of people did.
We had about 6 or 7 hours after the president said, I'm going to meet you down now. I'm walking down there with you. So,
I don't know if he did or not. The mass majority that were there of the tens of hundreds of thousands of people that were there just left. About 15,000, 20,000, as I understood it, went actually back to the Capitol. And what, 200 or 300 idiots or a fair amount of idiots did what they did,
Why would you not go to? You're always digging in for the story. Why would you not go down to the Capitol and see what was going on?
Because I saw what was going on at the rally.
You didn't know anything was happening down there?
No, we didn't know that anything craziness had happened until we got back to our hotel and saw it on the news.
There were no TVs? There were no TVs? There were no TVs anywhere you were?
No, the whole city was shut down. From
COVID. There were no TVs there?
No, I couldn't even use a bathroom.
There was no TV in Washington that day.
No, not where we were, not anywhere on the mall or anywhere around the monument or towards the White House or anywhere down around the Capitol because most
after.
Sir, can I finish one? Can I finish your answer? Just give me a second. Okay. Most of the stores were shut down. I couldn't even get anybody to let me use a bathroom. Okay, and I had to go so bad. The mass majority of people on that day left. They didn't go to the Capitol. They went home, or they went wherever, or they went to a bar. I don't know where they went, but they didn't go to the Capitol. About 15,000 people of the 750,000 that were there went to the Capitol. And no, there weren't any big screen TVs or any bars open around the Capitol anywhere within at least 12 blocks that we walked. So that answers your question? Okay, so no, there wasn't any TVs.
Yeah,
we had a hotel room over off DuPont Circle about 12 miles away.
You're lying to the people. This thing has been an absolute disgrace.
Oh, shut up. I'm done with you. You know, that's the problem. That's the problem we have.
Where he was in D.C. Okay.
Okay.
Instead of you having to lie about that.
Yeah. Why would I lie? Okay. But I mean,
good grief.
This is the kind of idiocy we deal with. Okay. I'm not lying. Why would I lie? I went to there to see what was going on. It was a huge deal. There was Alex and I both went. It was 750,000 people. At least 500,000 people, I guessed. We couldn't even hear what Trump said when he was down on the Ellipse, where he was down below the White House. We were up underneath the Washington Monument with tens of thousands of people. Most of them were nice, wonderful American patriots, red, white, and blue everywhere, soccer moms from Arizona, soccer moms and dads that came in from Northern Virginia. We met people from Iowa. We met them from all over the country. Nobody had any plan to go storm the Capitol or do any of that. That was not, I didn't pick up on that one time, nor did I go there or attempt to go. I didn't want to go there. I was like, okay. You know, they'll go on and keep carrying on and doing what they're doing. None of us thought that was going to happen, but there were sure some weird-looking nefarious people running around that rally, I'll tell you that. But the bulk of them, no. They had no intention to storm or do anything there. And you want to keep on that, John. The fact that this select committee was selected by Nancy herself, and the whole thing is a kangaroo court show for nothing but drama, you know, come back when you have some credibility on the actual process that they completely ignored. And somebody asked me, by the way, is Kelly Armstrong on this committee? No, he's not. They wouldn't let him on. McCarthy wanted him on there. They wouldn't let him because he's actually a prosecutor. You might know what's going on. So he's not participating in any way in the hearings. So we got a text on that. All right. Did I clear that up for you? That helps you, John. Let's go to Grant and Hettinger. Grant, what's on your mind, bud?
Well, we need solutions to our issues. And, you know, I say, like before, we just need to build more refineries. We need to build out more. Keep shutting them down with regulations. And if North Dakota had, you know, our elected officials back them and defend them, defend the company like a wartime act. You could build refineries right now. You'd have, you know, everybody actually jumping off of unemployment or wherever they're at, all these workers, everyone's trying to find workers, you know, offer $15 an hour or $50 an hour starting to build refineries. Well, you probably have it done in a year and you'd have more barrels and gallons online than you could shake a stick at. But that's the whole thing is they're limiting. And these companies that are being told that, just who cares? Just release what you've been doing before, because you're causing nothing but just a huge. They're ripping our modern day horses from us, and then they're going to take all our food. Will be so expensive we can't even eat. So then we are 100% reliant on whatever they're going to dish out, and that's something I don't want to do.
Yeah, I hear you. Agree with everything.
We got to do and say screw the regulations and just do what we've always done in the past. I mean, shortages, baby formula shortages, food shortages, fuel shortages. Like that's not what we built. It's not what our parents and grandparents laid down for us. They didn't do that. We weren't here to tear down a bunch of good things and have to rebuild it for another two generations.
Right.
It's already been done. We need to manage it efficiently. And I like I said, our new elected officials, and I like when people call in and call out these people getting backed by the Burghams or whatever. I think that's good, because then we can actually get people in there that do care, that aren't backed by tons of money, especially with these primaries coming up. I think it's very crucial that people call in and call that out. I like hearing that.
I did too. Grant, appreciate the call, man. Thank you. You know, you know what, Todd? I'm just sick of the talking. I'm just sick of the talking and the nonstop statements and the nonstop ear word salad, whatever, you know, just the and the never doing.
Just it's talking, all about kicking talking, the can talking. Down the road and making it somebody else's problem down the road. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Somebody has to solve problems like this now in our lifetime. Stop kicking the can down the road.
Well, and there's not even an appearance of solving anything.
Right.
There's either not our fault. It's Putin. It's oil companies. It's you know, profits. It's this, that. It's no accountability. There's no action. So it's either someone else's fault or, we've been on this since February, laser focused, having robust conversations, but nothing ever really happens. Grab Mike in Moorhead, Minnesota. Moorhead, Mike, what's on your mind about Pete, Mayor Pete? What do you got, buddy?
Oh, Kevin, just hang in there. Don't let John get your fur up.
He's already up. I don't like being called a liar. I don't like being called a liar. He can kiss my
brother.
Yeah.
He broke the law. You need a fishing license if you're going to go on an expedition.
Right.
But I got to tell you, Pete Buttigieg, that guy couldn't find his fanny in a phone booth if he had both hands. And this is a guy that needed maternity leave, and he's partly responsible for the screw-up of our transportation and our supply shortages, this sort of thing. And he sits in his office, and he just waves like he's going to wave a magic wand, and it's all going to be better. Not going to happen. This guy is a clown. And I got to tell you, Kevin, you just gotta hang in there and don't let these libs like John get to you. They're a fraud, and they know they're a fraud. They just don't want to admit that they're wrong, and they're willing to blame somebody else. There was someone else, and this came from the Office of Strategic Services in World War II. This man said, never accept blame. Always blame somebody else. Concentrate on one enemy at a time, and hyperbole and defamation and excuses will get the ball rolling. The man who said that was Adolf Hitler.
Bingo.
Think about that one.
Will do. Appreciate you, Mike. Thank you.
All right. Yep. Stay frosty. Have a good
you
day.
You bet. Will do. Yeah, where's Mayor Pete when you need him? We got, is he here?
We also know.
We also know that, you know, there's no dial in the White House that controls gas prices. Do you know anything about supply and demand, Pete? Just have a little conversation there. That'd be great.
Send it back to Econ 101. And
yeah, go back there. All right, we got Brady is in Vegas checking in. Apparently, we want to tax burritos instead of ARs. And Craig and Morgan wants to weigh in on one of our previous callers. You guys are on deck. We will 800-228-0550. Todd and I are happy to be here today. Jason Bourne tomorrow. Jason Lewis is going to be here Thursday and Friday. Todd and I said, let's just open the phones today. And it seems that with the primaries going on and there's just a lot on a lot of people's minds. So that's why we are here. And we are brought to you by our friends today at, I'll tell you, when you look at Petro Serves Lunch, I'm thinking, I wasn't really in the mood for Tater Tot Hot Dish, but they've got it today in Glendon, which is my stop. So that's where I'm going. And by the way, I just want to shout out to PetroServe. You'll see Marathon, you'll see Casey, different, you know, they have different brands of fuel. That's why they have great prices. I know the prices aren't good, but they're working hard. Keep them down where they can be at PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better. Be right back. Last segment coming up.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Stark County, 158 acres of excellent cropland in Barnes County, 240 acres of crop and pastureland in Towner County, 157 acres of excellent cropland in Renville County, and 99 acres of potential development land near Big Detroit Lake in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, and excellent farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. The new Buick GMCs and the vast majority of the over 75 used vehicles clearly marked right there in the lot. Get some actual work done with a brand new 2022 Sierra Heavy Duty GMC. 15 different camera views available. Holy cow. You ought to be able to figure out where you are. You can talk
to
Right?
Even I can miss a tree in the yard with that bad boy.
I remember we used to look out the windshield when we drove.
Yeah.
Well, you got a better shot of looking at
that's
the...
That's awesome.
You got a 15-inch display there, too, so it's like playing a video game, except it's real life. You probably want to watch where you're driving. But tow up to 36,000 pounds, maximum payload up to 7,442, and starting at just 40,200. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Got a number of texts in from our friend John that called. John, listen, I have a conversation with anybody, but number one, I'm not going to be called a liar when I'm not lying. I went on the air that day, and I'll update you a little bit. A friend of mine texted me, said, tell John that I talked to you the day of January 6th, and yes, a friend of mine, Nate. Kevin didn't know the violence was going on at the Capitol. I had to poop. You know, and this is what happened, John. We did not go there. And the majority of people, this is what happened. Okay, this is what I noticed. And again, you can go up the mall. Okay, the mall is what goes towards the Capitol from the monument. If you've ever been to D.C., this is when, and you go north to the Capitol. You would go west down the ellipse to the White House. And if you go, to the south of the monument, you get to the Lincoln Memorial. We're at the monument. A number of people were heading back up the mall. I guessed, and from the video I saw of the people that were standing outside while all this nonsense was going on and people were breaking windows, was about 10,000 to 12,000 people that made their way up to the Capitol. The bulk of everyone went up Constitution Avenue and the roads to the west that were closer to the White House and were walking away. We weren't going to the Capitol. We had heard, and we couldn't even hear Trump speak, by the way. We were way back. We were way up on the hill. You couldn't hear a word. All you could hear was the cheering after he said this or that or whatever he was saying. So we didn't hear what he said. He didn't motivate anybody with his words that were past the ellipse because no one could hear him. The PA sucked. That day was terrible. It was like they had these little speakers for a WeFest crowd. It was awful. So there was no hearing and getting motivated by anything he said unless you were up close. There was probably 30 porta-potties for the whole area. They were all down inside the ellipse in the secured area. We couldn't get to those. So, and guess what I had? I had to go to the bathroom, and we were hungry. So Alex and I both left. I couldn't get anyone to let me, even the stores that were open, which were very rare to see. There were no restaurants open, no stores. We found a CVS pharmacy like six blocks from the mall. And the guy would not let me into the thing to use the bathroom. I was begging him. Because, I was ready to go right on the stream. I kid you not. A little graphic, but it was what it was. I want to clear the story up.
San Francisco, you can't go there.
Yeah. Well, I was getting ready to. And every porta potty at every construction site between the mall and where we were was locked or had a guard by it. So you couldn't use a porta potty out in the street. I kid you not. So I looked at the guy. He said, not unless you're buying something, you can't come in here. Into CVS.
Well, buy again, then.
I said, well, I'm going to come in and buy a box of Depends, dude, so I can come back out here, put one on, and do what I need to do in my pants. That is, I said that to the guy. I swear I said that to the guy. I said, can I please use your bathroom? Otherwise, I have to come in and buy a box of Depends and do it, And he looked at me, he kind of smiled. He goes, all right, man, go ahead. So he let me use
there
the bathroom
you go.
At the CVS. And then from there, it was 45 minutes to get an Uber to get back to our hotel. By the time we got back to the hotel, that's where we saw all. We turned it on right away just to see what was going on, the aftermath, and it was all the break-in and all the things going on. Within a half an hour, the city was shut down. Restaurants were closing early. No more cabs. No more Uber rides. No more. We were at the hotel, and all I had to eat was a bag of granola bars that I had on the plane. Alex and I survived on those till the next day when we got to the airport. Okay, that's what we had for dinner. That was the whole day.
Wow.
Now, that's what happened. That's my whole experience on January 6th. Were some idiots there? Yeah. Some idiots do some idiot things? Yeah, they did. Terrible, awful, and they should be punished for the trespassing and the breaking and entering, whatever they did. But a lot of people got let in. A lot of people got shown hell, come on in. Door opened. There was a lot more to that than this select committee is ever going to find or ever even going to ask about, so... There's the 10 cents on that. All right, we got to wrap up here. Brady's in Vegas. Quick on taxing burritos instead of ARs. Brady, what's up, buddy? What's on your mind?
Yeah, buenos dias, senor. Hey, Biden's got you covered, though, on the diapers, though. He came out with a new tactical diaper that he has for January 6th events all the time. So he's got you covered on that one.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so happy. That'll help when we're ice fishing, too. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, there you go.
You brought up Mayor Pete, too. He just came out with a new design. Did you see that onesie swimsuit he has now?
Oh, no.
It's already loaded with the Infamil and the fake breast for your kid.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay.
Oh, man.
Okay, but hey, this is where I'm really serious, though. For all the illegals crossing over every day for each illegal that crosses into this country. It is 100 barrels of oil for every day that you stay in this country. And that you can bring that bill right back to Mexico. And yes, I do want to see a burrito tax implemented instead of the AR-15s, and especially carne asada, at least 2,000% increase.
Well, right. There's a lot of methane being produced there. Thanks, buddy. All right, we got to get that. I want to get to Kevin quick. He said, I've been waiting for a while. Kevin in Fergus Falls. What's your comment, buddy, quick?
Todd, Kevin, thank you
for
being on the air this morning. You've covered Scotty well. I hope he has another week off. And John was wrong.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. All right, you got 20 seconds. Mike and Fargo on Mayor Pete to wrap us up. Hit me. Okay. Mike, did hit me.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.